Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight, we'll explore how classical music has evolved and changed over the years, and in particular, how modern jazz composers have drawn from the classics for inspiration for many of their jazz tunes. In the first hour of the show, we will feature a symphony by composer William Grant Still entitled The Afro-American, in which he drew inspiration from the rich history of African-American music, including blues, spirituals, and jazz. The symphony will be performed next weekend in Reading at the Shasta Symphony Concert. Also in the first hour will be examples of jazz music influenced by the classics by such composers as George Gershwin, Claude Bolling, Lalo Schifrin, Scott Joplin, and Wynton Marsalis. In the second hour, we will hear the powerful and beautiful Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven. So stay tuned and get comfortable for this very exciting program tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. And if you miss a program or you want to hear it again, all of this year's shows are now archived on the KKRN website, which is kkrn.org. These shows are all available for immediate listening. Simply go to the Intermountain Classics section of the website and look for the show you want to hear. Each show is available for immediate playback. And if you haven't done so already, please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. And a very good evening to you, and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And I hope you're having a great Saturday evening, staying out of the rain, as it were. Tonight, we're having a special tribute to next weekend's concert of the Shasta Symphony and some crossovers between classical and jazz music. So sit back and enjoy. Next weekend, Shasta Symphony will present its final concert of the 2016-2017 season with two concerts entitled A Century of Progress. These concerts will highlight three works from the last 100 years, showing how orchestral music has grown and morphed over the recent past. Featured will be the first symphony of William Grant Still, known as the Afro-American, which pulls inspiration for the rich history of African-American music and includes blues, spirituals, early jazz, and more. Also on the program will be Edgar Varese's Hyperprism for Winds and Percussion as a fascinating exploration of tone colors and unusual sounds. Finally, David Maslanka's composition World Music will embrace the whole world with musical sound. Also featured will be the winners of the 2015 Student Soloist Competition, Amber Jensen oboe, and Brian Lizarraga tenor. Here now is a sample of this concert. This is the first movement of William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony. Performing in this recording is the Fort Smith Symphony, conducted by John Jeter. Thank you. Well, I think you'll agree that that was a most beautiful performance of William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony. It was his first symphony. And just a little bit about William Still. He's often been referred to as the Dean of African-American Composers. He was the first African-American to conduct a major symphony orchestra and to have a major opera performed by a major opera company. And what we've just heard is the first movement of his Afro-American Symphony, which incorporated jazz, blues, and spiritual music. And you can hear a live performance of the entire symphony next weekend at Shasta Symphony's concert in Reading. That will take place at the Shasta College Theater on next Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. and also a week from tomorrow, next Sunday, at 3 p.m. And that will be at the Shasta College Theater. And this is Intermountain Classics, and you're listening to Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. And thanks so much for joining me this evening. Well, another very well-known American composer who bridged the gap between classical and jazz music was George Gershwin. He was both composer and pianist. Gershwin's compositions span both popular and classical genres. He actually wrote quite a lot of songs in the 1920s, and they were very, very popular songs in their time. And many of his popular melodies are still widely known. Among his best-known works are the orchestral compositions Rhapsody in Blue, which is a beautiful piano piece, and American in Paris, an orchestral tone poem, as well as the opera Porgy and Bess. So what I have for you here is a recording featuring the Redwood Symphony, conducted by Eric Kujewski. And this is George Gershwin's An American in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
An American in Paris is a jazz-influenced symphonic poem by American composer George Gershwin, written in 1928. Inspired by the time Gershwin had spent in Paris, it evokes the sights and energy of the French capital in the 1920s and is one of his best-known compositions. We have heard the Bay Area's Redwood Symphony under the baton of Eric Kievsky in this recording. Another modern composer who saw the influence of classical music on the new jazz genre was French jazz pianist Claude Bolling. Bolling is also noted for a series of crossover collaborations with classical musicians. His suite for flute and jazz piano trio with Jean-Pierre Rampal, a mix of Baroque elegance with modern swing, has been popular for many years and was followed up by other works in the same vein featuring prominent musicians, including guitarist Alexandre Lagoya, violinist Pinchas Zukerman, trumpeter Maurice André, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Here is one of those compositions, the first movement of his Concerto for Guitar and Jazz Piano Trio. Featured is Alexandre Lagoya, guitar, and Claude Bolling, piano. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. Tonight, we've been listening to jazz music inspired by the classics. The popular jazz piano trios of Claude Bolling featured crossover collaborations with classical musicians such as Jean-Pierre Rampal, Pinchas Zukerman, and Yo-Yo Ma. We've just heard a selection from Bolling's Concerto for Guitar and Jazz Piano Trio, featuring classical guitarist Alexander Lagoya. Lalo Schifrin is an Argentine pianist, composer, arranger, and conductor. He's a busy guy. He is best known for his film and TV scores, such as the theme from Mission Impossible and the Dirty Harry films. In the 1960s, Schifrin composed crossover music where he applied classical themes to the emerging jazz genre. Here are two examples from that album. This is The Blues for Johann Sebastian and Versailles Promenade. This is by Lalo Schifrin. Thank you. Lalo Schifrin's The Blues for Johann Sebastian and Versailles Promenade are examples of his crossovers between traditional classic and the emerging jazz styles of the 1960s. Later in his career, he gained fame for his film scores such as the Dirty Harry series, the theme from Mission Impossible, and the 007 series. The king of ragtime writers was jazz pianist Scott Joplin. He wrote a total of 44 piano pieces dubbed rags, short for their loose or ragged rhythms, as well as a ragtime ballet and two operas. His music was part of a musical revival going on in the 1920s, during which it evolved with other styles into stride, jazz, and eventually big band swing. It wasn't until 1973 when his rag The Entertainer, part of the music score for the film The Sting, that his music became really popular. Here is one of Joplin's most popular rags, The Cascades, as performed by the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble. Following is a takeoff of the ragtime style by jazz trumpeter Wynton Marsalis from At the October Balls, as performed by the Orion String Quartet. Thank you. And that was At the October Balls by jazz trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, featuring the Orion String Quartet. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've been listening to crossover music from the classical to the jazz and blues genres, featuring compositions by William Grant Still, George Gershwin, Claude Bowling, Lalo Schifrin, Scott Joplin, and finally Wynton Marsalis. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. Going to switch gears a little bit in the second hour, and we're going to feature the beautiful Emperor Piano Concerto by Ludwig van Beethoven.